little nervous in front of a judge.
You don't have to be nervous in front of me, sir. I'm a pussycat.
Her tattoo trouble.
What would cause an infection?
It could be anything.
He also has a fish shop in there now. He was running back and forth to service people in the fish area.
I would get up and leave.
But I also did not want to leave with a half-done tattoo.
Oh, you got an infection instead. That's smarter.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Anna Dixon is suing tattoo shop owner Stephen Woody Kuchik for tattoo costs and medical bills resulting from an infection she developed after receiving a tattoo at his shop.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 508 on the calendar, the matter of Dixon versus Kuchik.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Dixon, you went to the defendant's shop to have another tattoo. You had already had a tattoo at his shop. You wanted something else. You went there. He did something for you. And you claim that owing to unsanitary conditions, you developed an infection. He also didn't do a good job. You want your money back, your medical bills, and pain and suffering. So far, that's correct?
Yes.
Mr. Kuchik says there was nothing wrong with the work he did. He did not cause any infection to your leg because of the location where this tattoo was placed. It is usually painful because it's a delicate area.
Actually, Your Honor.
Shh. He volunteered to make any modifications that you wanted when you came in and you wanted some correction done to the tattoo. He says he owes you nothing. Yeah. When was the first time that you had a tattoo with Mr. Kuchik?
When I was 15, I had one on my lower belly.
Who went with you at that time?
My mom.
Was that the first tattoo that you had had?
No, it was the third.
When you were 15?
I actually did something really stupid and she wanted it covered up, so that's why I got it.
How many tattoos had you had by the time you were 15?
Three.
How old are you now?
20.
How many tattoos have you had since you're 15?
Altogether, I had six.
Why?
Because I like tattoos.
Why?
I just think they're pretty.
Do they hurt to have done?
They do.
How many times have you had infections?
I have never had an infection, and I also had one on my ankle and my foot before these.
So you've never had an infection?
No.
This was the first time?
Yes.
Will you have other tattoos?
No, not after this, after all the pain I went through.
So you're finished?
Yes.
With tattoos. Well, that's smart.
I was put on bed rest and had to miss work.
Listen, smart. Now, did you perform the tattoo service?
No, I did not.
Who did?
A gentleman that was working in my studio, Mike.
Okay, but it's your studio?
Yes.
Okay. Has Mr. been working for you for long?
Approximately 6 months or so.
Is he still working for you?
No, he's not.
At the time he worked on Miss Dixon, how long had he been working for you?
About 5 months, 4 months.
Your Honor, can I say something?
Just a minute. I'll get to you. I want you to tell me at the time that he did Miss Dixon, which was on what date?
February 8th, Tuesday.
How long had he been working for you, Mr. Kuchik?
Approximately 4 months.
And he worked for you for 2 months after that, is that right?
About a month or so. I don't have exact dates or anything.
Well, I want you to get exact dates, sir. That's why we're here. You can't testify to anything that this other person did because you didn't do the work. So I'm going to ask you very generic questions that, as the business owner, you should have an answer to.
Okay.
You had a tattoo person working for you. He was working for you for approximately 6 months. I asked you how much after Miss Dixon was tattooed, which was on February 8th, did this man work for you?
Well, about a month. I just got rid of him less than a week ago.
Why did you? I'm using your term. Get rid of him.
Well, he just went on his...
No, that's not... No. Mr. Kuchik, you don't say he decided to move on and use the term, I got rid of him. That's different.
It was a mutual
No, that's
agreement.
Not mutual. There's nothing mutual about I got rid of him. Mr. Kuchik, there's nothing mutual about I got rid of him.
Okay.
We understand each other?
Sure.
You want to tell me why he left? Don't look over there. Look over here. Why did he leave?
A little bit of everything. With this
what
going on...
Let's start with what?
With the
now, I'm not
whole...
Say, I'm not saying that anything that he did was wrong or anything else. I just want to know why you, as his boss, got rid of him.
With this whole lawsuit deal, it's making my studio look bad, in a nutshell.
Well, are you a fair person, sir?
I like to think so.
Have you had other tattoo artists?
Oh, yes.
How many?
I would say probably about eight or nine.
Have other people complained about your tattoo artists?
No, ma'am.
Ever?
No, ma'am.
So the only one that you had complaints about was this man?
And only one complaint.
Just a second. The only complaint that you had was with regard to this man?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, if you're a fair man and you believe that this complaint is unfounded, you wouldn't get rid of the artist, would you? That would be unfair.
Well, that's what I was trying to explain to you.
No, no, no. Just listen to my question.
Okay.
If you have a tattoo artist, and you've had eight, and they only have one complaint, and you as the owner of the store believes that that complaint is unfair and unfounded, it would be wrong of you as the owner to succumb to some unfounded complaint with an otherwise reasonable employee. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Now, what are the other reasons? You said there were several reasons that got rid of him.
Because of him refusing to come to court today.
Okay. He refused to come to court.
He wanted to handle it locally. He didn't want to be on TV, basically.
Well, then he's smart. You never know what's going to happen. Now, where had he worked prior to your shop?
He worked at a place called The Trap, I think it's called.
I don't know. So I don't even know where you live.
The Trap.
Is it another tattoo establishment?
Yes, ma'am.
How long did he work there?
I'm not sure.
Didn't you check his references?
No, actually, I
didn't.
Why not? I just checked out his portfolio, and I've seen some of his work. He brought clients in to my studio, and I watched him tattoo them.
Okay.
That's how I made sure that he was up to par.
Okay. And he worked for you for 4 months, and you let him go for two reasons, according to you. Is that right?
Somewhat, yes.
What are the other reasons, Mr. Kuchik?
Because of the court deal and because...
You do understand that if you fire somebody because they refuse to come to television, they can bring you to court.
It wasn't so much a firing, you know.
You told me you got rid of him. What does that mean?
But I also said that he was a mutual agreement between the two of us.
No, first you said I got rid of him, then you thought better of what you said.
I'm a little nervous in front of a judge.
You don't have to be nervous in front of me, sir. I'm a pussycat.
Yes, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
If somebody were going to do something filthy while they were using needles around me, I would get up and leave.
But I also did not want to leave with a half-done tattoo.
Well, that's stupid. Don't you understand that that's stupid?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anna Dixon says she developed an infection after receiving a tattoo at a shop owned by Woody Kuchik. She is suing for tattoo costs, medical bills, and pain and suffering.
All right. Miss Dixon, I would like to see this tattoo that this man
did. Do you want to see my foot or do you want to see pictures?
I want to see foot.
Okay. If you actually look at it really close.
I don't want to look at it that closely. Nobody looks at your foot that closely. Okay, that's the whole thing that he did.
Yes.
And how much did you pay him for that?
$250 plus the ATM fee where I had to run to the ATM because...
I don't care about the ATM fee. Madam, $250 and that's the tattoo?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you shown that tattoo to Mr. Kuchik?
Yes.
What do you think about that work, sir?
I saw it three to four...
No, I'm talking about it now.
I haven't seen it recently.
Oh, well, I would like her to show it to you.
It could use a little touching up, but it's not bad.
Touching up where?
Just like weak lines. Some of the lines could be sculpted slightly better. But okay. When it comes to a foot and an ankle, there's a lot of bending and movement. So that's par for the course also.
Okay. Now, I'd like to see the medical records that you have. You know, I'm not a doctor, so I don't know what right foot cellulitis is after tattoo placement.
It is actually either staph or strep.
Well, I don't know that. Mm-hmm. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a registered nurse. I'm Annie's mom, if I could.
Good.
Come up?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me your name.
Rebecca.
Rebecca what?
Richie.
Where are you licensed? In what state?
In the state of Indiana.
When were you licensed?
In 1998.
Are you currently employed as a registered nurse?
I work as a traveling nurse.
What does that mean?
It means that I go to different states, different locations, and do whatever nursing is contracted to me.
I don't understand that. You work for a company?
Different companies. I basically contract myself.
I don't understand that. Explain it to me.
Okay, are you looking for my credentials?
Yes, I'm looking for your credentials. If I have to be satisfied that you're an expert witness, madam, that
Go
you
ahead.
Can testify,
okay.
Because right now I have no testimony and no doctor here,
okay.
Nobody who treated your daughter. So I have to be totally satisfied that you are expert enough to testify to my satisfaction what cellulitis is.
I have a registered nurse license. You'd like for me to get that and show that to you for the state of Indiana?
I would. What is your educational background?
I have an associate's degree in nursing, and I'm working on my bachelor's degree.
So you don't have a bachelor's degree?
No. I'm just working on that. And there's my license showing that I'm a registered nurse.
So you do not have a bachelor's degree or any higher degree in medicine?
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
It is.
And you've never been qualified to testify as an expert witness in any court, I assume?
No.
Because you're not an expert witness, so you can't tell me what cellulitis is.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. You could sit down. Now, I want you to describe to me what happened to your leg.
Okay, can I start from the start?
No, just describe to me after the tattoo what happened to your leg.
I had to go to school that night and it started like throbbing in my ankle. And I went home that night and I thought, you know, maybe it was because of the tattoo, because tattoos hurt, you know. And the next morning I woke up, when I got out of bed, I fell to the ground. I had to scoot downstairs because I stay upstairs. And I scooted down the stairs because it was so excruciating. I sat on the couch for a while thinking that maybe it was still normal. And then Thursday I woke up and I thought if it didn't...
So you stayed home that day?
Yes. Okay, the next day I went to school and it was still excruciating that I could barely walk. I limped all day. And so I went to a tattoo artist near my town and I asked him...
You can't tell me what a tattoo artist said to you, madam. That's hearsay.
Okay.
When did you go to the doctor?
I went Thursday night. I went to the hospital.
And had you been soaking your leg? Had you been icing your leg? Had you been doing anything else to your leg?
Yes, I actually had been putting heat pads on it and using tattoo goo.
What is that?
It's like a type of wash that you put on it to help it heal.
Who prescribed that?
You buy it from a tattoo parlor.
Do you live with your mother or do you live...
I live with my father.
You live with your father?
Mm-hmm.
How close do you live to your mother?
Like 10 minutes.
Did she come over to look at your leg?
Yes.
Did she give you any suggestions as to what you should do?
She told me I should...
I didn't ask you what she told you. I just asked you, did she give you any suggestions?
Yes.
Did you follow those suggestions?
Yes.
Okay. So other than the tattoo wash, what else did you do for your leg?
I elevated it and stayed in bed until I went to the hospital. And that was that.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you sign this?
I did.
So why are you here?
Because I shouldn't have gotten an infection.
Well, but that's what they say happens sometimes when you get a tattoo.
But you know what? Even with the infection...
I've been enough speaking to you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anna Dixon says she developed an infection after receiving a tattoo at a shop owned by Woody Kuchik. Woody claims the infection is Anna's fault.
Now, you were prescribed Bactrim and Keflex.
That's for a bacterial infection?
Yeah. Well, I know what Keflex is. It's for an infection. Sir, would you have any sense as to what would cause an infection in a tattoo site? You're the tattoo artist. You're the tattoo expert.
It could be anything, touching it with dirty hands.
She didn't do that.
Wearing shoes, boots, socks. Restrictive clothing.
Could it also, sir, come from an unclean tattoo person giving her tattoos?
Oh, I'm sure it could.
More likely.
More likely?
Yeah.
It's so easy to keep everything sterile in this business. I mean, as long as you go by the guidelines, you know?
Well, it would be easy for me, sir, to ask about that except that the person who works for you refused to come to court. And you can't testify as to how he in fact worked. But what I do know is it is common sense to know that you're not supposed to get an infection after a tattoo. And since I can't examine the person who did the tattoo to determine whether or not they exercised appropriate cautions in giving her this tattoo, and there is no question that the infection, because this was some sort of an infection that occurred at the tattoo site, that's according to this report, it was at the site, then I must assume, for the purpose of small claims proceedings, that is, was as a result of the person who administered the tattoo.
Can I say something?
What?
He also has a fish shop in there now, and as his employee was giving me the tattoo, he was not there, and he was running back and forth to service people in the fish area.
Well, let me ask you this question, madam. You're a 20-year-old and seemingly intelligent woman, other than the fact that you've had half a dozen tattoos on your body. If somebody were going to do something filthy while they were using needles around me, I would get up and leave. So don't sit there and tell me that, you know, he was getting up and doing something and servicing customers and then coming back to work for you when you sat there. That's stupid, right?
Yes.
Somebody's doing something that looks dirty, and you're telling me about it now. So you're telling me about it now, knowing that at that time you were thinking about it and saying, why is he going to take care of fish and then coming back, take care of me, or lizards and coming back and taking care of me? So you must have remembered it. You would say, thank you very much. I'll have this done someplace else.
But I also did not want to leave with a half-done tattoo.
Well, that's stupid. Don't you understand that that's stupid?
Yes, but then I wouldn't have gotten my money back, and then I would have had to go pay more
money. Oh, you got an infection instead. That's smarter. Is that smarter?
No, but I didn't think I would obtain an infection because that's why I pay good money.
That's what happens when somebody who's not clean puts needles around your body, and that's what you were complaining about. So he's responsible for your medical bills. What were your medical bills?
I didn't have any medical bills. I had medicine and the...
Well, you went to the doctor.
Yes.
And? You didn't pay for that?
No.
You had medicines. Did you pay for that?
Yes.
How much were the medicine?
$9.
Now, how many days did you stay home from work?
I stayed home 3.
Do you work?
Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I work at Sears.
How much do you earn a day?
$7.25 an hour, and I usually work 6-hour shifts.
Now, do you have a written estimate from anyone else as to how much it will cost to neaten up this tattoo?
I have some papers here, too.
For what?
Well, a release that she signed, our autoclave records, our bloodborne pathogen.
I don't care about your autoclave records. Oh, I don't buy this, madam.
It's expensive.
Ridiculous.
Because you told me if I did lazy surgery.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. You paid $250 for the tattoo. That's not all that bad. You want this person typed up a letter that they want $800 to fix it. That's not happening.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, $9 for your medicine, $144 for 3 days missed work. Now I want to see her release.
And also,
Shh.
Okay.
Did you sign this?
I did.
Case is dismissed. You signed a release. You signed a release and you say you're over the age of 18 years old. My signature below, I certify that I'm over the age of 18 and willing to submit to these procedures with the full understanding of possible complications such as, but not limited to, infection, allergic reaction, or rejection of the ink. I have received a copy of the suggested aftercare instructions, which I have read and fully understand, and assume full responsibility for aftercare and cleanliness. Did you sign this?
Yes,
you did. So why are you here?
Because I shouldn't have gotten an infection.
Well, but that's what they say happens sometimes when you get a tattoo.
But you know what? Even with the infection...
I'm not speaking to you.
Okay.
That's what happens.
And I also have to live with a tattoo for the rest of my life that not only caused me to pretty much lose my job almost...
Wear slacks. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I paid good money to get a good tattoo.
When she left my studio, I asked her, how do you like it? She loved it.
Now I'm going to have to pay money that I don't have to get this fixed.
And then 2 days later, I get a call from mommy.
And I don't have $800.
Now she's got a complaint.
I'm going to have to live with this all summer and be embarrassed.
Because mommy doesn't like her tattoo.